Meet the Rookies is brought to you by the Chicago Tribune.
I don't like to consider myself an underdog. I feel like I'm just as good as anybody else. You know, I feel like I'm equally as talented. Got the same opportunities. Everybody has the same 24 hours in a day, so I feel like I can work just as hard as anybody and produce just as much as anybody else.
So proud of Tariq and what he's accomplished growing up from my little newborn to the little NFL man he is today. I put Tariq in rec league at the age of like 8. I think they were 8 years old, him and his brother, him, Tariq and Tyrell. Well, it started as an activity, you know, something for them to do after school. But Tariq, like, he loved it. He was ready. As soon as he came home from school, he had his equipment already. Okay, what time are we going to practice? What time are we going to practice?
You know, when you're a little kid, you always dream. Everybody dreams about making it to the NFL. And the only thing that clouds those dreams is everybody keep telling you that only 1% out of high school makes it and 2% out of college. Football is a sport where the same thing never happens twice. Like, you can never have the exact same play. So me wanting to make plays and do it every type of way, that just kept me wanting to play.
We always had that problem of the size. I guess it's my fault. I'm so sorry because I'm short. But it didn't matter because it's the size of his heart. And he wants it so much so that he'll go get it. You know, that's the type of person that he is. And he didn't necessarily sit back and pick what school where he wanted to go so his hopes wouldn't be let down. Only A&T, North Carolina A&T, gave Tariq the shot. So when he got that opportunity with A&T, he's going to take it for what it's worth, and that's what he did.
I think it was a major oversight by everybody. If you would have asked Tariq, he would tell you that he could have played at Alabama. He was right. But I don't think anybody really gave him a chance and really, you know, researched who he was as a person. They just looked at him and saw his height. Thankfully, we were smart enough to take the football player instead of judging him on his measurables. You know, we judged him on the side of production.
I'm glad I came here to A&T. I feel like it was the right school for me. You know, everything that happened, I feel like it happened for a reason. So if I can go back, I wouldn't change anything. The doubters really, they really do it themselves because they keep talking. Like, if they stop talking, then I would have to motivate myself. But, you know, when doubters talk, that's the flames right there. That's what's going to keep me motivated.
I'm going to say his junior year, I thought, man, this guy can play in the NFL. But I didn't believe that anybody was going to give him a chance. I was like, he's from a small black college. You know, he's 5'6", he's 180 pounds. They're going to find every way possible to keep him out of the NFL.
When they were telling me, you know, he might get drafted and everything, I'm like, really? Okay, because I didn't want to have my hopes high and my baby hopes high and then it doesn't happen. That's why we didn't think it was going to be possible until I see Tariq Cohen's name up there. I'm like, oh my God, it's real. Like right now, I still don't believe it.
Speaking into existence. I keep that with me at all times. You know, I take that very seriously because, like, if you're doubting yourself, if you're saying that you can't do something, then chances are you're not going to be able to do it or you're not going to try at all. But if you're saying you can do something, then if you have to do it or you're going to fail doing it.
You speak whatever you want. I feel you just speak upon it and you pray and you speak it into existence. You wanted to play football in the NFL. You spoke about it, prayed about it, and here you are. That's what Tariq did. You speak it into existence, and it happened.
Little Tariq from Bun, North Carolina, one scholarship offer, and now he's a fourth-round draft pick. That's an amazing story.
I would just tell Chicago Bears fans that they're getting a hard worker who's going to work hard and also have fun. You know, always going to do the right thing, never going to do anything to embarrass myself, the team, or my mom. That's what the coach likes to tell us all the time. And I'm just ready to win some games, you know, put that Bears uniform on and just make a lot of plays.
Oh, you're getting ready to go for a ride with Tariq Cohen because he's going to push hard for you. And we're going to get a Super Bowl, and he's going to make sure that we go there. Don't worry, my baby got you. Tariq Cohen, the human joystick.
Meet the Rookies is brought to you by the Chicago Tribune.